Some folks are doing just fine, thank you very much, as ultra-luxury cars had yet another record year. For the rest of us, online prices have continued to drop. That is a welcoming sign. The candy M&M is entering the culture war. Wait until you hear about this. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing more stores than originally reported. Wells Fargo is stepping away from the home mortgage business. That is big news. How about taking a look at used car prices? We'll also check what's happening to apartment rental prices today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and changes are coming to Instagram. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can find us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, following in the footsteps of luxury clothing and homes, luxury vehicles have reported yet another year of record sales. CNN is reporting that despite broad concerns about the economy and fears of an impending recession, the ultra-wealthy seem to be doing just fine. So how do we know? Rolls-Royce, Bentley, and Lamborghini car brands that cater to billionaires had record sales again last year. In fact, it was the third record year in a row for Bentley and the second consecutive record for Rolls-Royce and Lamborghini. Rolls-Royce delivered more than 6,000 vehicles last year, its first time topping that threshold in the company's 118-year history. So what nation on the planet ordered the majority of luxury vehicles? You guessed it, the United States. Rolls-Royce said the average price paid for a Rolls-Royce last year was over $500,000. So while you might be cutting back on your grocery bill and eating out less, know that some folks are doing just fine. Thank you very much. In December, online prices dropped as merchants were eager to sell a surplus of products and a positive sign that inflation may be headed downward. CNN is reporting that Adobe Analytics said e-commerce prices were 1.6% lower than the year before, marking the fourth consecutive month of annual price declines. The report comes as government statistics show inflation continues to cool. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is expecting to say on Thursday that consumer prices decreased by 6.5% year over year in December, making it the sixth straight month of easing inflation. Holiday season promotions helped drive down prices in December. The categories experiencing the biggest annual price drops included computers, off by 16.2% year over year, electronics down by 12%, toys down by 7%, and sporting goods down by 5.9%. Outrage. It is, after all, the rage. The latest outrage is against M&M's because Mars Candy has just introduced its all-female lineup of, yes, candy. We are not making this up. Candy maker Mars announced that the limited edition of all-female pack will include only purple, brown, and green. That's the candy's trio of female characters who are upside down on the package to, quote, celebrate women everywhere who are flipping the status quo, end quote. The packs, by the way, are currently on sale. The packs come in three options: milk chocolate, peanut butter, and peanut. Mars said that a portion of the profits will go to organizations that are uplifting and empowering women. Included She Is the Music and We Are Moving the Needle. Those are two nonprofit organizations that support women in the music industry. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that the all-female pack quickly sparked culture wars outrage on right-wing news networks and on social media. One Fox anchor said the feminist-forward pack emboldens China. China. And no, we didn't make that up either. It was another solid day for Wall Street as the three major indexes landed in the green. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. For several months, the story of Bed Bath & Beyond has not been positive. The company has been bleeding cash, and it's about to file for bankruptcy protection. Now Axios is reporting the company will close more stores than originally reported and be holding some liquidation sales. The retailer, which also operates Bye Bye Baby stores and Harmon, released a list of 127 closing stores, which included 62 new Bed Bath & Beyond closings and the 56 store closings that were announced in September. The beleaguered retailer said in a public filing last week that it faces substantial doubt about its ability to continue operating on its own. Meanwhile, foot traffic in the stores was down 26.5% in December compared to December of 2021. Once the number one mortgage bank, Wells Fargo, is stepping away from the housing market. CNBC is reporting the company will now offer home loans only to existing bank and wealth management customers and borrowers in minority communities. As part of its retrenchment, Wells Fargo is also shuttering its correspondent's business that sells mortgages through third-party companies and significantly shrinking its mortgage servicing portfolio through asset sales. Altogether, the shift will result in a fresh round of layoffs for the bank's mortgage operations, executives acknowledged, but they declined to qualify and quantify exactly how many. Well, we've already reported that ultra-luxury vehicle sales surged last year. On the flip side, let's talk used vehicles and where those prices are headed. Yahoo Finance is reporting that Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index for the month of December posted an 0.8% increase in wholesale auto prices month over month. However, it dropped a whopping 14.9% year over year. That is the largest annualized price decline ever in the 26-year history of the index. Using DealerTrack data, Cox Automotive analysts found that the same-store sales at used car dealerships fell by 7% in December, month over month, and down 10% year over year, which is similar to what Cox saw in November. Used car prices are not the only thing falling. Apartment rental prices are also decreasing. House Digest is reporting the department list said the national rent went down by 0.8% in December of 2022 after beginning to decrease in September. To give you an idea about typical rates, the median rent in December for a studio apartment in the United States was $1,375, which is about 1.4% lower than what it was in November and about 2.4% lower than it was in September, all of that according to Apartment Advisor. While rents normally drop at the end of the year, this dip is larger than normal. At the same time, while these declining rates could benefit renters, they may also cause a rental market crash in the future. Interestingly enough, some of America's largest cities have seen their prices fall the fastest. For example, Realtor says that Riverside, Las Vegas, Sacramento, and New Orleans have the highest percentages of decline year over year. Well, the markets rose today on the back of some comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Today, Powell said the central bank is committed to lowering inflation through rate increases. However, inflation does seem to be slowing, and that is giving investors reason to be optimistic about the future rate increases slowing down a bit. Today, the Dow reversed yesterday's loss and gained 186 points to close at 33,704, while the NASDAQ gained 106 points, adding to yesterday's positive move to end the session at 10,742. And the S&P 500 picked up 27 points, closing at 3919. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with Instagram returning to its roots. TechCrunch is reporting that your Instagram navigation bar is going to look a bit different in February. Beginning next month, the Meta-owned social media giant is going to put the compose button, that would be the plus sign, back in the center of the navigation bar, and the Reels button will be moved over to the right. Instagram is also removing the shop tab from the bar. The redesign and removal of the shop prompt comes in the wake of repeated calls for Instagram to return to its roots as a photo sharing platform rather than hawking goods for sale. See what you can learn here? Well, that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.